Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm David Weiss, and here are today's top local stories. An apology today from a former New York City mayor regarding a controversial police policy he says he should have ended sooner.
Michael Bloomberg had always defended stop and frisk, even after a federal judge declared the policy unconstitutional. But now that the former mayor may be running for president,
I got something important wrong.
Bloomberg offered his apology in a black megachurch in Brooklyn.
I didn't understand that back then, the full impact that stops were having on the black and Latino communities.
Communities that were angry with the mayor and whose support he will now need if he goes ahead and competes in the 2020 presidential primaries. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Among those reacting to the mayor's comments today, PBA President Patrick Lynch saying the former mayor, quote, could have saved himself this apology if he had just listened to the police officers on the streets. The apology, he said, is too little too late. Reverend Al Sharpton saying he's glad to see the former mayor finally admit the policy was wrong. Police still searching for two men they say attacked and robbed a man in Harlem. This happened 10 days ago, early in the afternoon on Thursday, November 7th. Cops say the pair knocked on an apartment door, claiming to be the super of the building. When the 40-year-old man inside opened up, two masked men shoved their way in, pistol-whipping the victim, getting away on foot with a backpack containing headphones, cell phone chargers, and other items. The victim suffered minor injuries. Police asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. You can see photos of the suspects at 1010winds.com. A cabbie accused of stabbing a rider who didn't pay his fare says he will turn himself in tomorrow to face charges. Today, Sandy De Jesus Rodriguez held a news conference offering his explanation of what happened. He claims he didn't know he was even wanted in the incident, saying he's been robbed three times by the same group of fare beaters, totaling nearly $200. And while he admits it appears that the man was stabbed, he's demanding hospital records to prove that the man did not suffer any actual stab wounds from what he called a small pocket knife. Rodriguez set to surrender tomorrow morning at the 46th precinct. Following six reported bias incidents over an eight-hour span at Syracuse University this weekend, the school has suspended all fraternity social activities through the end of this semester. On video posted to Syracuse University's Twitter account, Chancellor Kent Siverud said the incidents targeted the African-American, Asian, and Jewish communities on and off campus.
When these hateful incidents at Day Hall, the physics building, and on Walnut produce dangerous and hostile environments, it's the responsibility of our university and our community to step up. I am stepping up.
There have been protests about several other incidents over the past week. Governor Cuomo announcing that the hateful language would be investigated by the state hate crimes task force. The MTA proposing a new cashless policy for onboard ticket purchases on the Long Island Railroad. This would start in March. Conductors will no longer accept cash. This is described as a pilot program. It does not involve Metro North. Some riders are saying this would be a major inconvenience, but the LIRR says a no-cash system would save money. A Staten Island woman injured and now recovering as her husband faces charges after a stabbing and fire. It happened last night.
It was about 7:30 Saturday night in this house on Monroe Avenue in the St. George section. Police say a husband took out a knife, stabbed his wife three times, and then set their home on fire. She ran out. He jumped out a second floor window. Kevin lives across the street.
The husband that I didn't know was the husband that I thought was had taken on smoke inhalation, laying right there on that sidewalk in front of those garages down underneath my balcony.
Both husband and wife expected to survive. 49-year-old Rogelio Rodriguez charged with assault, arson, and strangulation. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in the St. George section of Staten Island.
A Wyandanche man was shot and wounded during a robbery in Wyandanche. Happened last night just before 11. Suffolk County police say the 34-year-old man was attacked near the corner of Straight Path and North 11th Street. Officers responded to a call of shots fired, found the victim with two gunshot wounds to one of his legs. He was hospitalized. Cops say the shooter also robbed the victim and then fled, and that two nearby unoccupied vehicles were struck by bullets. Detectives asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers 800-220-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!